Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the class.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? It's Legion of Skanks podcast, a special studio episode. And this is because you're in Jamaica.
I mean, you could have just guessed. What do you think?
You're in Jamaica.
No, but that's this is.
Yeah, we are in Jamaica.
6 months away from a breakup.
I'm in Jamaica.
Are we just doing things that
with the girl? No, it's the Gas Digital company trip.
And a girl.
No girl. No girls allowed. Woo. No, specifically, I was going to bring a bitch, but the fucking team put the kibosh on it.
The team got
a
vote?
Yeah, they should.
The team.
How did they put the kibosh?
I was like, Ralph, we just bring girls. We pay for this whole thing. Yeah. And then the whole team got up in arms, and all together they were like, no, it ruins the dynamic.
So, hey, thanks for our free vacation, but we don't like the manner in which it's given to us.
I know.
But you get it. You're not bringing anybody.
I know.
Yeah. You understand why.
I technically could have overridden.
Yes, you can completely understand why the people whose vacation you are paying for are dictating to you what you can't. I'm going to ruin this whole
thing.
They
are a bunch of dictators.
Watch.
You're right.
Yeah. No. That's cool. And you accepted. Oh, you were the real Zelensky to Trump right there.
I really was. I want to bring a girl.
And Alex, Alex was like, wait. You don't tell us what we're going to be. Lewis, you don't tell us who you're going to bring. I'll tell you who you're going to bring.
You're not bringing a girl. It's not happening.
You have no cards, Lewis. Oh, dude, Alex fucking
Trumped the fuck out of me.
And G Mike was just JD Vancing you from the side.
She trumped your ass.
Oh, that sucks, bro. This episode isn't coming out for a couple weeks. This was only a few days after that happened when I said that.
Yeah. Great reference, dude.
Wow, dude. They already made up.
By the way, it literally is, because it's 2 weeks from now. It's such old news. The way the news cycles work, it won't even be a thought.
And every day you're like, this is the biggest thing in history.
Yeah. Gene Hackman's dead. That happened?
And
what?
No one knows why.
I bet we know why by the time this comes
what
out.
What is it? He died in mysterious circumstances, right? It was him and his wife and his dog, and then the kids.
I think it was the Riddler.
Yeah. They said it was two laser beams shot right through his own eyes.
Goes, you're telling me they died with a candlestick
it was
in the laboratory?
Superman.
Yeah, I feel like Dave wasn't getting the Superman reference.
Oh, I thought I just went a different thing.
I blew it.
I don't know.
It's okay.
We didn't sell it hard enough. And then Lewis said the wrong
I did.
Say,
well, I said Riddler because he said it was under mysterious circumstances. And then I realized that Superman was the way to go. Hey. You know, folks.
It went bad. Folks.
Folks, you son of a bitch. You can't folks me now. Jay was on the subreddit and he saw that people were calling me out for saying folks.
No subreddit. Someone just DM'd me. Like a few people DM'd me and they were like.
They were from the subreddit. Know. Was it user/ baby James is gay?
No, I don't know. It was an Instagram DM. And they were just like, it was just two people that were like, hey, so you know, just two people point out, they go, Lewis says folks like you say everybody.
I say folks. Well, I don't say it like you say everybody. You say everybody just during the intros. I say folks pretty regularly. Like, but I stole it from Voss and Joe DeRosa.
I'll be honest, I never noticed that you say folks a lot.
You will now.
I do. I never noticed it to be like excessive.
It's like
anyway.
It's a punchline, though. It's not like a...
Well, no, they're saying you do more like...
It's not like a nervous tick.
It's more that you're saying in the beginning, folks, listen up, blah, blah, blah.
They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Those people are dumb faggots.
I think the video they sent was that's what it was. It's folks to start it off.
I know what it is. I do it in my act too. Like if a punchline doesn't hit, I'm like, all right, folks.
You don't want to have a folks problem so different. Bad. You'd rather say you're stealing material from Rich Voss and Joe DeRosa.
I won't even listen to folk music.
No. I stole that from Joe DeRosa and Rich Voss. I don't do that. I'm a conniving joke thief. I'm not a person who says a word too much. I'm a shifty-eyed piece of shit. We have some fun stuff to get to. Today, the big thing of the show today is we're going to be going through several of our video resumes for the Spring Turn Olympics that we have sent in. But
what? The what?
Oh, you know, it's the...
The what?
It's the...
Any second now.
I mean, it's the whole show. You didn't have it ready, G-Mike? It's been.
I think G-Mike's just going to need like 1 second.
It's been.
That's psychotic.
It's insane that that wasn't prepared.
That's just the one, the only thing that should have been prepared.
And now I'm blurry.
We spent an hour trying to unblur.
This show.
This would have been a 2.5 hour show.
The show is at least 30 minutes shorter than it would have been because of camera problems.
Easy.
Yeah. And then we started and we don't have the theme thing. Song of the show.
It's been
Spring turn up.
We can't do it too many times because it's only an hour of show.
But we don't mess it up.
We're gonna eat 45 minutes of show.
Spring turn Olympics. Starting in the winter. It's not the spring yet, in the winter. It's the spring turn Olympics. It's the spring turn Olympics. It's the spring turn Olympics.
In winter.
Spring turn Olympics.
We won't mess it up. You're right.
It's us. We're good.
Yeah, we got this.
But before we get into that, this you brought to the plate, which I always love when a good
Jay loves
happens.
Things on his plate.
I love things on my plate. Anything salty, saucy things.
Anything.
Did you just bring a thing to my plate?
Jay has
sit
a plate
down,
with him at all times. He has a plate with him.
I'm so excited for things on plates. You had a thing happen at a show. It's so great when these things get on tape.
Oh yeah, it's great. Well, I don't really tape my sets, but clubs now tape.
The folks are taping.
The folks. Folks, are you out there taping? Jay wants to take this everybody heat off him. And he didn't do any everybody's today because there's no everybody
here.
There's no.
Who would he be talking to? Me and you? That's ridiculous.
That's crazy. That's psychotic.
Just like two
people, everybody.
Everybody, Alex, what do you think?
By the way, we didn't even say we have no guests. We're doing an old school throwback, just the three of us. It's not because no one was available. It's specifically because we wanted to make it.
We turned Shane. This, you know,
Shane wanted to come on. We said no.
Shane did. Mullen SNL wanted to come on. He asked to do it. And we were like, dude, this is going to be just an old school one.
Yeah.
Louis he was like, I might not be back in town for a while, and I was like,
sorry,
that sucks for you, I guess.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we'll catch you when we catch.
We're not Lorne Michaels, bitch.
Yeah. We said, hey, dude, decent job last night.
Yeah.
But we got an old school episode to do.
He did a passable job down there on SNL.
I kept on calling him bitch. I was like, that's right, bitch,
bitch,
bitch.
And he was begging.
Begging.
I'm wide awake.
Like a bitch.
I'm wide awake. I partied deep into the night last night, but I'm wide awake and I want
to
do it.
He really wanted to be here.
Buddy, we're going to have to catch you next time you're in town.
Yeah, so, but the club wasn't even taping this either. This was the opener was taping this. Comedy Van, what's his name? Short Bus. Comedy Short Bus, who you told me I was going to hang out with in Salt Lake.
Yes.
JD.
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 JD Vance?
JD
Vance was opening for you?
JD's opening. He's great. He's a great comedian.
Not quite a closer, but he's ready to open.
He's
for
good.
Louis J. Gomez.
For 12 minutes.
Did you go on the bus?
Yeah. Signed it.
Did you fucking get in the hammock? Bus hammock?
There was no hammock. There was a bunch of
beanbag chairs?
Yeah, beanbag chairs and then seats with like little beer koozies.
Yeah.
Fun times. Good guy. JD's great.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Well, maybe you should work Salt Lake City a little bit.
He's a liberal.
He's a piece of shit.
He won't hang with you.
Big Kamala guy. Sorry, my Trump's getting good, guys.
It's getting
after
bad.
8 years, my Trump is finally getting there.
Right around the time, no one cares anymore. Yeah. You finally
go to my deep,
out.
Deep imitation stage. Louis J. Gomez.
Did I tell you that was
professional podcaster, impressionist?
Did I tell you that was one of my plans? Was I shouldn't tell you because it ruins how funny it is, but you guys don't listen to me because you're not my friends. So I'll tell you anyway, and hopefully you forget this, or I'll learn how to hypnotize, and I'll make you guys forget this.
Sure.
I'll be honest, I already stopped caring about it.
I stopped listening. Yeah. 1 minute ago.
Wait, is this
I'm
the
just looking at your mouth and going like, what's he doing?
Dude, are you doing the hypnosis right now? Because I am totally not giving a shit about this.
You don't care.
Whoa. That is nuts, dude. You got right
watch
in my head.
You don't care about what I'm saying.
I will leave. I should walk out.
No, I want to hire a professional dialect coach and get really, really good at accents and then just one day show up and be the best at accents.
Just make Dan Soder like just defeat him. Like,
it would be the dude. If I just showed up
like
the,
what is got to be
that's Northern Ireland you're doing, Dan. I said Scottish, you dumb shit. Oh,
isn't that just the best idea?
I mean, this is like an 8 year commitment.
No,
like,
I think it would take me 6 months of professional coaching to get
five
or six.
No, six months,
I think
you'd
three intensive days.
No, not
dude. You'd be so far behind.
4 to 5 hours.
You'd there's no way you're not going to be Soder level with impressions.
I'm thinking two hours a week. Not impressions, accents. Which, by the way, accent. A lot of impressions are just sort of based on the fact that you could do the accent of the guy you're doing.
Yeah,
the impression
it's all
of.
The same thing.
Sort of. You know, we watched the thing the other day, but now because we said it, it's in my goddamn algorithm and stuff.
What
is Ariana Grande?
Child porn.
What a fantastic fucking impressionist!
Oh, she nails. Yeah,
she's so good.
She's really good.
What a weird thing for her to just randomly be great at.
Yeah, a little bone thin bitch.
But it's also not just whatever. I don't want to harp on it too much. It's not just. There's a double thing of like the talent of being good at impressions and then also the talent of being a good enough singer that you could sing, but then also to sing in the impression of like the impression of the best vocalist.
Oh, for sure. But
what if
also,
I became what if I became
nuts.
An impressionist, like a painter?
I was that.
Like the little dots, like the flowers.
Nah,
you look close. That. It doesn't look like anything.
You look at the canvas. Is Lewis like pulls a sheet off a canvas and it's just the word folks written. Like,
dot 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 folks. Is this an original Gomez?
Dude, I mean, would that be a fun thing too? If I fucking got professional art lessons and I became great at art.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, becoming great at something isn't a strategy in life. Just, get great at something.
Coaching.
I'm thinking behind your guys' back, putting in real time to get good at something, and then showing you guys once.
Skateboarding, something. We should all make a commitment to getting good at one thing that's not in our normal forte.
Dude, we're not even good at the thing that we're supposed to be good
at. We are professional podcasters.
First and foremost.
That is true.
And impressionists.
That is true. Gas Digital does match my 401k.
So JD, Comedy Short Bus. Shout out to Comedy Short Bus. Go support him. His Rolling Green Room.
Oh, is that what his social media thing is?
Comedy Short Bus.
That makes sense.
Ooh.
What?
Sorry.
What?
That was a silent fart.
Oh, shit.
No, this is a small room.
It's not that small of a room.
You guys want to open up that door?
You might want to open the door.
Open the goddamn door.
Open the door. Open the door. Open the door. You gotta open it.
Headspin.
we're silly pants today, guys. I'm wearing my silly pants and now they're full of shit.
Oh, you shit right in your silly pants. You got a big old shit stain in your silly pants.
I love
pants.
How I farted and now they just have to smell it. Like, open the door so you guys can
let's,
also smell
let's
it.
Share this 50-50, boys.
So Comedy Short Bus taped this and it's not the best video, but I think I'll give you context and I think you'll get the context of it. So I'm at Salt Lake City.
Wise Guys.
Great club.
The one across from the stadium?
Great club. Never met Short Bus.
There's two of them, right?
Yeah.
The one that I was in had four rooms. Great idea, guys.
Yeah, that's
the same one.
Let's have four separate rooms in your comedy club. That's going to have headliners competing against each other to fill up the rooms. That's a great plan.
Is it the one where there's like a homeless farm across the street?
I don't know. It's Salt Lake City, so I think there's homeless farms everywhere. But great sound. I really enjoyed it. Had some great food. Went skiing while I was there. What a fun place. Salt Lake City.
You went skiing?
Went skiing.
Where'd you go? Park City?
Park City.
I've heard it is amongst the best skiing.
From your rich Jew friends, $333 for lift tickets.
Lewis, that's a lucky number. That's exactly how many Palestinians we kill every day.
Dummy.
Well,
now
$333 for a lift ticket is crazy.
I just know my fucking Irish Catholic father-in-law is a big skier, and he said there's no better park.
It was the best one I've ever been to.
He said it's the best in the country.
Sorry, I said it with an Italian accent.
Why?
It was just really long trails. They were like fairly difficult, but like not like crazy. Went some greens.
Do you fall
and blues. I fell once.
That's it.
Fell once.
Oh, that is fun then.
Yeah. I'm not gonna be falling.
Nonstop.
I don't think you would. I think if you just took a day to give yourself to it, you'd be fine. Or you'd tumble down the mountain and turn into a giant snowball and destroy the town.
Dude, Jay somehow never stopped tumbling. He's still tumbling right now. They say it's impossible, but he's still out there.
You're either gonna be great or you're gonna hurt yourself violently.
Can somebody bring me in tissue, please?
What's wrong?
What's going on?
Allergies or
you sad that I'm so good at snow
skiing? Can't believe you learned how to ski before me.
Hey, I take some lessons.
Man. Hey, come on. You'll learn
I do want to try. I see it. Like, I always hate that I can't skateboard or roller skate or any of that shit or ice skate. Particularly ice skate, too, is one looks fun.
You hate that?
Skiing is more fun than
like
everything.
Like, you wish you could do that? Oh, yeah, I can't do any of those
things.
Yeah, I
wish I could,
but
I saw a thing. Thank you, buddy. I saw a thing recently. This must have been around for a long time, but you can go ice skating with, like, almost like an old person's walker on the ice.
Oh, yeah, but that's for like children and old people.
Right. I would try that.
No, stop it, Jay.
What?
I wouldn't let you do that.
That's more embarrassing than just going and holding the side.
Yeah.
Hold the side the whole time.
Yeah, hold the side.
Try and stop me.
Fall down.
It.
I'll spin you like a star.
you go, I won't let you do that. He goes, stop me. Stop me. Try to stop me from taking a walker on the thing.
No, that's crazy. You wouldn't want to do that. But I would say right now, because I'm decent enough at everything you just named, like I can do those things.
Decent enough, Lewis? Give yourself some credit.
I can.
You excel.
No, I don't excel.
Elite?
I would say that I
High
am...
Live? Master? Mastery?
What is the above beginner, intermediate?
All star.
They are both above beginner.
I'm a monstar at all of those things.
Superstar? Berserker?
Are you on berserker mode?
Oh, dude. No, I'm like intermediate at all of those things you named. Like I can ice skate backwards. I could cross over. I could do shit like that.
Oh yeah.
I'm impressed at being able to do them all.
It's genuine. Oh yeah.
Yeah. You think Lewis can't cross over? You think he won't cross you over? Get on the rink with Lewis. And tell me he won't cross
Nothing
you over.
Looks more fun than a skateboard just sitting on the ground and just like running up to it and jumping on it and going.
Then, yeah. It's so funny if you don't know anything about skateboarding as I don't. You just know you would just jump on it and you're like, and when does the magic happen where it just goes? Yeah. Like,
what'll happen is I'll go, go.
Well, I can't do anything on a skateboard except go. So I could like cruise on it.
Stop?
I could jump off of it.
All right.
And be like, oh, wait, run after my skateboard.
Don't you push it like backwards to stop? Like you skid it, right, from the back?
Not really.
Oh, that's not what you're supposed to do?
You don't go, like, no, not really. Oh. Like, if you're bombing a hill, you have to, like, I bombed on fucking something.
But we still haven't watched this thing.
Folks.
How do we get in a whole
Come
skating
on,
thing? We still haven't watched Lewis's heckler
video. See, we're in Utah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Whenever Jordan Knight bombs, I say, come on, folks. That's literally what it is every time. If you watch... What I do? I bomb a lot.
That's four, dude.
If I bomb a hill, I'm like, folks!
Folks! Folks! Folks! Folks!
It literally, but it does come from the Rich Voss influence of bombing. He just bombs enough.
Okay. All right. I hear you.
So I'm in Salt Lake City. I'm at Wise
Skiing
Guys.
Skiing at an intermediate level.
Well, that was Sunday after the shows. Okay. Friday, okay. Saturday, okay. Shows. Shows were great. It's all my fans because in the other bigger room was the guy from SNL. Michael something.
Longfellow.
Yep. Yep. Nice guy. Big fan of ours.
Yeah, he's very
Comes
nice
up to me. He's like, dude, I'm such a fan of everything you guys do. I was like, really? I don't even know who the fuck you are.
He's a nice kid.
Yeah. Did that to him?
Yeah. Flex him on, dude.
But anybody who's just coming to see two people that night, they're picking Michael Longfellow, right? Yeah. Like, it's just like, if you're randomly coming to the comedy club, you're like, Louis J. Gomez from the Legion of Skanks?
Yeah. No, he was just killing in the room over there. And then all you heard from down the hall
Look
was
this guy. It looks like AI Dave.
It does, dude. That's fucking, Jesus. That's Disney Princess Dave.
This guy is everything I was supposed to be if I made better decisions in my life.
Just shave.
Nah, man, that's a lot more than shaving.
And flop that hair up a little bit, bud.
Yeah, dude, flop your hair, shave. This is what you would be.
No,
dude.
Lewis, he's fucking 20 years younger than
me. If we found out this was Dave's little brother, it would make every bit of sense in the world.
Yes, he's got a chance. I gave him some good advice.
I call Dave Longfellow when I see his dick.
Hey,
what's up, Longfellow?
That's a Longfellow you got right there.
We're killing it today. Silly pants all day.
I don't mind a silly pants episode.
It's been. So,
you're doing a show.
All the normal people are going to see Michael Longfellow. All the savages are coming to see me. So there's a massive difference between like the rowdiness and the craziness. Because you see when the show, they stagger the shows when they get out. So there are all these like nice, like Salt Lake City, like white people. And then all of our people are just fucking real dirt balls. Just like everyone's just like kind of fucking picking their armpits and their nose. And it's just Skanks fans, right? And they were great. Mm-hmm. They were awesome. Sold out one and I would say three quarter shows. One of the shows was just half full. One of the shows was a good 65% full. Those are good numbers for me against Longfellow.
You're going to cut down on the folks in that show.
Shit. I barely folks on one and three quarters of those shows.
Yeah. Everyone's saying that show was lacking in folks.
Ah, shit. This show's folk and empty. So So I'm doing this is the late show Saturday. Yeah, I think so. And I wasn't watching. I was just in the green room. Apparently, there's this Mexican bitch who's directly up front, and she's being a nightmare for both of the other comics. Comedy Short Bus, and then the other dude. I forget his name. I feel bad. But
she was disrespecting Short Bus?
She was disrespecting Short Bus.
Right. Comedy Helicopter. All right.
Oh, she let Helicopter have it?
Comedy Longboard had a real hard time with them.
It's Comedy Short Bus, Comedy 18-wheeler.
So she's apparently being like a nightmare. Just doing the thing where it's just like a Mexican chick and she's ghetto and she's just talking over everybody and like...
Is she being shitty or like agreeing with the show? Like, is she just like...
It's a good question.
I actually don't
know. Because there is a weird thing where sometimes, as you guys know very well, sometimes you hate the one who agrees with you more than the one who's being shitty.
Was that poetry?
Well, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes there's a heckler who's like, exactly, yep, that's what I'm talking about. And you're
kind of like that, but imagine a Mexican cunt accent.
Right. I got it. But you'd rather have the one who's like, fucking, like, fuck you. So you could at least, because then you have permission to be shitty.
I don't think she's saying fuck you. I don't think she's being shitty enough where she's being distracting. She's having a full conversation with her friend directly in the front row. A lot of the audience are being like, shut up.
Okay, so that's not. So she's just talking.
About whatever she wants to talk about. It doesn't matter. To be honest with you, I wasn't in the room during those. I heard afterwards she was a nightmare for the whole show.
Okay.
So I was like, why would I even get up there and still have to deal with her at this point? But I'm assuming the club doesn't want to just eject somebody. And she was with...
I think sometimes they feel like, too, with us, they're like our kind of brand of comedy. They're kind of like, these guys will handle them.
Yeah, no, and we do typically. I mean,
sometimes I feel like this is
No, if someone's ruining the show for the other comics, especially, like, you can't let it get to me. You can't let it get to me at the expense of other people.
So I'll say this is maybe less than 10% of the clubs I do will have, they'll ask you. You know, like a security guy or someone like that will be like, hey, if there is someone interrupting
even more,
the show.
I'd say a third of the clubs that I do, they'll say, sometimes offer me like a secret word? It's the N-word. If I start screaming the N-word, get her off stage.
Nah, but that's not your word. You're like, nah, but listen to you.
No, I'm kidding. I'm going to say that.
You can't kick someone out every time Lewis says the N-word.
Folks. Folks.
If I say folks, sorry,
folks.
No, I mean, 10%, I would say, maybe, they come up and say, but that is a good way to do it. But usually I will tell them, be like, listen, don't kick anyone out, like, too quick.
Sure.
And if I want someone kicked out, I'll tell you.
I'll just say like, it. There's no secret code word.
Exactly. I say, they go, what do you want?
Oh, you'll know.
No, I go, I'll say genuinely, like, hey, I think this person's got to go, man.
Yeah.
Like, they're done. Like, they're just,
yeah.
They're...
I'll try to fuck with them a little bit. Yeah. If they're being playful, sometimes they're just drunk and that's that. And you kind of have fun with it. And like, you put them in their place. But you know, if it's that much of a problem where the problem is, it's like you have the microphone. So you typically have control of the situation.
Advantage at least.
And I mean, you couldn't, but it was funny is James watched, he ended up seeing the Natalie Cuomo thing. James saw it like on his phone. It just randomly came up in his YouTube.
Really? Damn. How do I get my special in that algorithm?
James goes, hey, daddy, what's going on with mommy 7? I mean,
like chess piece
she's
numbers?
Just really
mommy B4.
But like in that situation, like you have the microphone, you can literally just be like, you can sit back and be silent and be like, look at this guy, folks.
Shit. Jay just won the bet. Your comedy advice was sometimes you could just sit back there and go,
hey, folks. Sometimes you sit back and give them a folks.
What are we doing here?
You know, every now and then, it's not about who wrote the best joke. It's not about who's put out the best specials. It's about sitting in the pocket and going, folks.
I wasn't even sure if this was true, but at some point I have to give a shout out to those two guys who were like, Lewis says folks.
Jay,
never
you,
caught
can,
it.
You can try to take the everybody here over you with my folks.
Oh, no, the everybody thing's on me, dude. Those messages, those comments in the
it fucks
special.
With you.
No, I think they're hilarious.
Oh, well, so in the special fun. You don't say it, so.
No, not that. I'm saying... like all the comments, people write like everybody every third word in their comments, which is funny.
But it helps the algorithm.
Helps the algorithm.
Yeah. Folks. So Yeah, so anyway, but you can sit back and just kind of let them hang themselves. If they're being assholes,
yes.
The audience likes you. You don't even have to really try. If the audience is on your side already, you can just be like, yeah, look at you. I was like, look at you. You're being an asshole right now.
Yeah.
Just put your hand in your face. And the audience is going to be like, yeah, this guy's a fucking asshole. You don't even need to do anything more than that. You don't even have to try that hard. This chick wasn't... She wasn't that, but she was drunk and she was just like in her own thing. She was having a conversation with her friend. When I got up there, I do a few minutes of crowd work, maybe 5 minutes of crowd work to start my set. And then I go into my
check
jokes.
In with the folks.
Check in with the folks and make sure everyone's good.
Folk check.
Folk check. Folk check. 1, 2. Folks.
Folks, folks. 1, 2, 3. F-O-L-K-S. Folks. Folks, folks.
We're about to get into jokes here. Just give me a few minutes of
jokes
folks.
With the folks.
Jokes and folks. That's my new special.
It really should be. jokes for the folks.
So I go up and I'm doing crowd work a little bit and... You know, she's just having her own thing. Now, the girl that she's sitting with a girl and two white guys. Another Mexican girl, two white guys. The Mexican girl that she's with came up to me before the show even started as I was walking in and asked to take a picture with me. She was like a big fan. And the two guys
hey,
that they were
with. Hey, my girl's going to ruin your show.
Hey, S.A. So she asked for a picture and the two guys are big fans. This girl doesn't know who I am, doesn't give a fuck.
She's with them, though.
She's with them and she's just up front. So... I'm, you know, doing a little bit of crowd work, fucking with the crowd a little bit, and she's just, like, trying to make it about her. I'll go to her, I'll kind of, like, smash her a little bit or just fuck around, like, nothing crazy. I'm not even being mean. And then I'll try to go to something else, and she needs it to be about her. So now she's just having a very loud conversation. So at this point, I think Comedy Short Bus starts taping because he knows it's going to become a problem. I think it starts before it gets crazy, but let's see the video.
You
oh no, pause it. All right, never mind. She's already standing up and being kicked out.
All right, so something between what you ended with and what we just saw happen.
So what's
the bridge?
At this point, security's come over to her and is like, you gotta go. She's just being like too chaotic.
Ma'am, INS has been called.
Yeah, it wasn't even like a crazy like thing. She was just being a lunatic. So security comes over, and my assumption is the other comments are like, yo, she's a nightmare. She's gonna run. But this is 3 minutes into the act. This is like just the beginning of my set. I did a couple minutes crowd work and one joke.
And what's her first like fire off to you?
I don't even remember what her first fire off.
She was getting kicked out of sort of.
She was being kicked out at this point.
Gotcha.
So she gets up.
She was getting kicked out before. It was decided before you were on stage, probably.
Maybe it was. Maybe it wasn't. But my assumption is the other guy, Comedy Short Bus, was like, "Yo, she's got to go. If she keeps it up the whole time."
You would hope if they decide they're going to kick someone out before the headliner gets on stage, they'd do it before you get on stage. So my guess would be it was.
I think they gave her one more chance. They're like, if she starts ruining his set,
she's already going to be.
Security comes over, and security came over and was like, "Yeah, you got to go."
So she stands up.
She stands up, and now she's making it big and loud and fucking. She's like, "Yeah, yo, blah 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 blah," and the guys. They're once again the girl she's with and the guy she's with. Oh no! I remember now. The girl that she's with, that was a fan of mine that asked for a picture, says we got to go. She tells her she's got to go, and she's like, "No, I don't want to." They start arguing about going. This is what happens. Then security comes over because they were being like chaotic right in the front row. Security comes over and they start to like remove her. And then she stands up and this is it.
All right.
So this is your first interaction with her.
No.
You asshole. I love you, baby girl. Hey, next time I come on,
her friend, I'm giving a high five to because her friend is making her friend leave. And I knew she was a fan. And she tries to make her friend not high five me.
Aha, you got kicked out. Shut up. What a psycho.
So now she paused it. She pulled them over. She was like, "Yeah, I'm a psycho because you don't even have a show without making fun of me." Like, what?
She goes, "Ah, shit." You go, "I mean, she's right. She is right."
That's like, I didn't even get to a folks yet, lady. And now she's telling her boyfriend, she's like, "Come on, let's go."
Look, she's mad that he won't leave. Dude, you fucking rule. Hold your ground, dude.
Whoa. He's and then, gone. Pause it. So right there, she slapped him in the face.
No. Wait, her boyfriend was such a go-mite that he wouldn't leave?
He was like, no, I'm leaving. She was like, then I'm taking the car. And he was like, take the car. I'll figure it out. And then she goes, yeah. And then she goes, whap, and smacks him in the face.
Honestly, real ass dude of the week.
I gave it to him.
Did you?
I did.
I might have given it to her. But I understand. I understand why you gave it to him. I understand you were a little biased, but maybe she deserves it. That is the most real ass couple interaction I've ever seen.
Yeah. She smacked him right in the face for not leaving.
I mean, a guy would be in prison if he did that exact same thing to her.
Well, then, not only that, as she's leaving, she starts grabbing drinks and throwing them at people as she's leaving.
Oh, is this on tape?
You can kind of see, because you see a couple chase her out to fight her. And then she starts to try to fight everybody in the lobby after this. Keep on going.
I love that.
So look, she grabs a drink. Watch, you'll see these people get up. This is just a separate couple being like, I'm going to fucking kill this bitch. Look at him.
Oh, he just wants to fight. They spilled the drink on him?
She grabbed their drinks and threw them.
Wow.
That's it. She's done. No, it's all good, dude. Can I buy you another drink? Can I buy you a drink, dude? I'll buy you guys around right now. I'm going to buy these guys around. Thank you for standing your fucking turn, dude. That was great. Listen, dude, what if as a brother, I'll suck your dick tonight. Fuck it. You know what? I'll give a better blowjob than that bitch anyway. I guarantee it, bro. This guy's coming out to sit with you. Hey, man.
Some other dude took the seats.
This is your dude. This guy's like, I'm Mexican, I'll sit on there, bro. That was wild, doggy. That bitch is fucking nuts. How long have you been dating her? She works for you. And she just fucking said, you should fucking fire her right now.
She's good at her job.
She's good at her job? What's the job? She's like smacking white people. That's what I hired her. She's a crazy thing, dude. She's actually just good at doing that.
All right.
Well, there you go.
Wow, that was wild. That was the quickest anybody's ever been kicked out of one of my shows. I wasn't even trying to be a dick. I was engaging with her for a little bit, but she was just fucking yapping. I heard her go to her friend. Her friend's like, just stop. And she was like, no, he needs this. It's me. I'm making the show better. I was like, that's the worst energy to find out. It was bad. I only did one joke. I did one, my shittiest joke, my Uber joke. And this shit went off the rails. How was your shit?
You know,
no folks.
She was out for a while, and then I was just waiting for a folks. She was gone.
That was Jay the was whole time. That was my first thought, Jay. No folks.
She was going a third of the way through that video, and I was still I'll stay with the whole thing.
Folks is a bomb crutch.
Yeah, that's right. That's all you're doing good. You don't need folks.
Yeah, I'm crushing.
That is a. It is a weird feeling. We've all been there a million times where that person gets kicked out and makes a whole scene. And it's funny when they've been there for a while and then they leave and then the entire room just has that like, that was crazy. Right? Yeah. Like, that person's not here anymore.
That was an experience, huh? That's
yeah.
Fucking
how about that person?
What's funny is like that, I don't ever, typically it's never like that, but it is, my shows are pretty rowdy. The more I'm thinking about it, like it's not that crazy for like, you know, people to fucking get up and change seats and yell and fucking spill.
Change seats.
They do, they're just a fucking wild bunch.
A fucking GWAR concert?
People come to my shows, they're a wild bunch.
Really? Yeah. I do not have that experience
at all.
You
are a boring libertarian.
To be disruptive to
boring libertarian. I just have your audience plus mine.
You have more numbers, so my audience is definitely...
I don't think my crowd comes to... They come like interact in some way, but they definitely don't like... They're not... Like particularly rowdy. I don't have to like calm them down really much.
I don't have to calm them down. I just usually do jokes, but like because
you're 90% of your set is ramping them up. You're hey, have you ever been thinking one day I might do something crazy?
Dude,
today is that day.
That'd be so great if Lewis brought a set list that you looked at on the thing. It's like throw whiskey at audience, slap guy in the front row, call a girl a cunt in front of her boyfriend.
And he goes, I don't know why my crowd responds different than yours.
My crowd's rowdy, but it's because I call them all faggots. N-words right away.
Give speech about how they're not rowdy enough.
Yeah.
My opening joke is speech about how they're not rowdy enough.
Yeah. Quote, unquote, I came all the way out here and you faggots are just going to act like pussies. Take this club.
No, I get a pretty rowdy crowd. But that's why, like, when they're like, do you want to kick somebody out if they're being, I was like, well, I mean, they got to go pretty hard. They have to hit somebody.
Yeah. And she did, finally. Yeah.
They did it.
She finally hit somebody. He stayed the whole time. I've had that when I was in Miami last time.
Oh, he ended up leaving after about 10 minutes.
Oh, really?
She was fighting people outside and in the parking lot.
Oh, he had to get her.
And then he was like, I got to go eventually. And then I felt bad, and I was like, I'll give you tickets next time.
That sucks. That does suck for him. But I had in Miami, I could see they do a funny thing where there's a camera.
Right.
Like over the audience, like shooting from like it's to the stage, but you see like the
folks cam.
The folks cam. Okay. You see
well, they got a folks
cam. You see a lot of people in the front. And they and you get to see this lady hammered being a problem. She was with two guys and she kept getting up and I saw the staff kept talking to her at one point. She didn't even make it. Like they kicked her out before the show even started. And she was gone. But then they said that the other guy stayed. And I was like, oh, maybe she wasn't with them, or if it was a friend or a first date or something like that. It was the guy's long-term girlfriend, and him and his buddy. It was him, his buddy, and her. They kicked her out, and those two guys just stayed. And then after the show, she like, or they kicked her out, and they stayed. And after the show, they went outside, and she was just sitting there waiting like a fucking car, like parked like a car, just waiting for him, still hammered.
Oh, she should tour with Comedy Short Bus.
That's wild. Yeah, it's wait.
Yeah.
She's like to wait. That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
3 minutes into the show.
3 minutes into the show.
Were they a great crowd afterwards?
They were awesome.
That's nice.
Really great crowd. The crowds in the store have been the fucking best.
Yeah.
Granted, I've been doing the same exact act for a year and a half now, so.
But now that it's called this, now that it's called Bring Five Friends, it's really shaping up nice.
Nobody brings five friends. They bring in five guys, these fat fucks.
Should we get into some of these Springturn Olympics?
Yeah, I guess we got it,
Olympics,
right?
Let's go. Spring turn, won't spring turn Olympics,
got 20.
Why is the tech?
Left.
Why is the tech more difficult here at the studio?
It's crazy.
It's the middle of the song.
Why do you always miss the fucking first beat?
It's not even fun anymore to do it when you're supposed to be. I guess spring turn
Olympics. I'm half-assing it now.
It's
kind of fine. All right, whatever.
It doesn't even matter.
We're gonna take energy our team gives
spring,
it.
Spring turn Olympics.
I wish we had better producers.
What's it? The spring turn Olympics.
I guess it's the spring turn Olympics.
Olympics.
Is Jay competing? Is he part of this, or is he already on the next one? I don't know.
Where is Jake? Why is Jake not here?
He's never here.
The Olympics.
Where's Jake? Why is he not here tonight?
Jake couldn't make it today.
Whoa, that's not a good start. Wait, is he competing in this?
Well, we already watched his video, if you recall.
Oh, I didn't. That's how bad it was.
No, he had a good video. Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good.
All right, well, who do we got first? Robert. Are we doing resumes first or just the videos?
The video is the resume.
Yo, hello. I don't know if this is supposed to be like a resume or whatever, but I'm just going to start rambling some shit off and hopefully you guys like me.
Doesn't this guy already work here? He looks like everyone who does.
One in the world on a few video games before.
Is he bleeding in his mouth? What was that?
Yeah. So what? The guy's got active sores in his mouth.
What is that?
That's not going to interfere with his editing.
Video games before, Call of Duty Warzone, Gears of War Horde Mode, a couple songs on Guitar Hero and Rock Band. I've been in fetish porn before. I've done stuff with the ball shocker, feet licking stuff, spitting stuff, weird shit like that. I have a mixtape, so I'm not afraid to like take chances, and I'm like, you know, pretty sound lyrically. I'm still a virgin. I'm from Pennsylvania.
Still a virgin.
I live in California right now. It's kind of a shithole. The fire's just started. Our elected leaders want to cut off the water supply to the fire hydrants, yet we want to keep illegal aliens in the country who walk around carrying blow torches.
This guy makes a good point. He's great.
If you guys like me, I would definitely move out of here. You guys could save me. I would move back to Pennsylvania, do whatever you guys want me to do. Help out as much as I can. I'm a strategist. I serve tables right now, and that's about it.
This guy said everything but produce podcasts.
I mean, there was a
I was looking for a porn fetishist, though. a fetish porn guy.
There was a weird autistic monotone thing to his entire just. He listed there were no beginnings and ending to sentences. They all flowed together. I don't hate him.
I mean, he just didn't say anything.
I mean, he made a good point. He made a good point about the illegal immigrants.
I don't know. He was just yelling things into a thing, just saying
words. He wasn't yelling.
Not yelling. He was just saying where I just...
I did agree with what he said about the immigrants and the something else.
That's right. He got Dave.
He got me with that.
Well, he didn't say one thing that he does that would be...
It had nothing to do with the job.
Call of Duty Warzone, dude.
I mean, I do.
Are we crazy, Mike?
Playing.
Alex, did we miss
something?
Did
we miss anything that he does that could be relevant experience?
No, he said he was a like video game champion. He's from
virgin. He's a virgin, Lewis.
He's a virgin. Yeah.
You could fix
so
that
could
for
have
him.
Sex with him.
Oh, you could be his first.
He's hoping to be saved by us, which is concerning to me.
Yeah, he's going to move back for this job of no money.
But to Pennsylvania.
Yes.
No, that's actually what it
I think
costs.
The closest
that's
point of Pennsylvania is like an hour and a half.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
How's he going to get to us?
The rent call. There, dude, is dirt cheap.
I'll tell you right now, this guy is very unlikely to make the cut.
It's not looking great.
I'm going to be honest. I already scratched his name out.
If he had said one thing that was a relevant skill... To podcast
yeah,
producing.
Yeah, he was going to start saying things that are bad for producing. He goes, I'm afraid to be around people. I was raised Amish, so electricity terrified.
I have no fingers. I have no fingers and I'm deaf. We did hire a gay blind guy.
It's true. And look at him. We turned his life around.
I know. Now he's dating a lesbian.
And he's dating a lesbian the way it was supposed to be.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say, do we want to rate these people on a scoring system of sorts? How many folks did we give him? Let's give him.
Guy.
I'm gonna give him one.
Out of
folk.
Out of
one
how
out of how many
folks?
What?
How many folks are there? One out of
I think
what?
Five folks.
Five folks.
One out of five. You're one out of five. Yeah, that's one folks.
I'm gonna give him one folks.
That this was Robert.
Robert gets one folks.
I'm gonna do a series of little heads for folks.
Do the producers get a vote?
Sure. No, I mean, it doesn't count, but sure, go ahead.
We're going to give him one, folks.
One, folks.
Wow, you guys just chimed in. We were already subtly just letting him know that it's not going to happen, and you guys had to let him know you didn't like it
that
either.
It was such a weird thing, Alex, to go, when we all went one, everyone voted one, and then you go, do the producers get a vote? And I go, sure, what do you guys vote?
Same shitty
go,
score. We don't like
same
him either.
Thing. Just let it be known. Us too.
Hey, in case he thinks you guys
no
were kidding.
Benefit. So that why would you even... All right.
In case he thought you guys were kidding, know that their actual producers think you fucking blew, dude.
Our vote might matter later and I want to have it in case I need it.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. You're right. Let's go to Nick, our number two entry today. Everyone that tries to do this is so autistic. Just
this
by looking at their
yeah,
face.
Yeah, this guy. This is, I mean, this is, it looks, before he talks, it's a video to a girlfriend that he made, sent to her, and then shot up a place, and then we find this a day later.
Yeah, it's very much, what's the serial killer's name? Ate the people, gay.
Dahmer.
Very Dahmer energy, just from this shot right here.
You think you can cheat on me, Darlene?
It also looks like he's going to be shot out of a cannon. He's already in the middle of a W word.
What if he's whistling?
Oh, that would be nice.
What if he's working and whistling, which
what
is a fucking sick trait?
What if he's working, whistling, and what he's whistling is don't worry, be happy? His face looks so intense, but it's because it's a pause. It could just be an odd face in the middle of a pleasant, don't worry.
Be happy now.
Don't worry, be happy now.
What's up, skanks?
What's up?
I'm Nick.
It was, what's up?
Big Nick.
You're saying what's up?
Term because... I've been doing MMA my whole life.
Pause it.
Fucking Christ.
Any of these people open
all they do, all they do is let Lewis know that they have similar interests to him.
It's just that it's not.
That's crazy. I like to watch James go to school every morning also.
It was also just the wording of the sentence. If he had just said, hey, look, I want to be your intern, little bit about me. I've been into MMA my whole life. And then I'd be like, what do you have now? He goes, I want to be your intern because... I've been into MMA my whole life.
Can I say, I don't
Why
do MMA anymore. I haven't done jiu-jitsu in
These guys
years.
Are just showing up to fight you. It's like Bruce Lee's life.
I can't do...
Why
you live
would
Bruce
that
Lee's
be
life. You just roam and people show up and goes, I'll take the challenge. Oh, you made the biggest mistake of your life, big guy.
Who taught Batman how to fight from...
Qui-Gon or no.
Batman Begins. What was he called?
The Hand?
I forget the name of the guy, but...
I know you're talking about, though. I forget the name.
Liz Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
That character. That's, it's like, you're not joining the dark fucking...
Well, wait, what part of us hiring gay blind Mike made you think, I'm going to lead with MMA training because that's what they're into.
It's crazy that they
don't
just...
That's not going to make us hire you.
We really do want skilled interns that are going to help out with the show.
Our show is failing. Come help us, please.
If somebody said, hey, we know how to focus all three cameras in the studio.
What?
He's hired.
We'll pay you everything we have.
You have no idea. You're like, at the end of the video, you're like, and... For what it's worth, dude, I've never had a blurry camera shot in my life. And he goes, whoa, dude, what? That's exactly what we're looking for.
This guy's everything. Give him Alex's salary and Alex's baby.
We should get rid of the stand shows and do studio shows, just the three of us. How much fun this is.
It's more fun.
This is more, fun. It is more
just
fun.
Just annoying fucking people in the crowd.
Joe Harari.
And annoying Joe Harari and fucking get out of here, everybody.
We don't have to. We don't have to. We won't get paid for doing this here either, but at least there's a reason we're not getting paid for doing it here.
Also, let's all move to like the middle of rural Alabama. And just do a show like once every 2 months, and that'll cover our rent.
Dude,
and that's all we do.
Fucking sick.
And that's it. And then we all just fucking I don't know, do heroin.
We could all have mansions if we all move to like Alabama.
No. You're going all wrong. Not mansions, shacks, and we never work.
Maryland mansions.
Maryland mansions.
Oh, Jason. Maryland mansions. Okay, I'm listening. Can I be the god of fuck?
We all have Maryland mansions. Oh, shit. Jay's doorbell is a giant organ. Josh Adam Myers on stilts.
You rang.
You rang.
You rang.
Do doubt it. Y'all hungry?
All right, let's go continue, Nick.
I got the gnarled up ears to prove it.
Sick, dude.
I once fought an MMA fight for a street fighting organization whose motto is guns down, gloves up. But if the guns are up, make sure they're up your butt.
I don't think that's real, as far
as to take an MMA fight at Skagfest against any opponent of your choosing. It really doesn't matter if Mickey Gall shows up. I'll be there and I'll rise to any occasion. Just like I'll be able to do as
do you understand Microsoft Word, spreadsheets.
Listen,
Jay is so disconnected from how this all works that he thinks Microsoft Word.
I mean, that was crazy.
Is that it? Do you guys understand Photoshop or PrintWorks?
Photoshop is more relevant.
PrintWorks.
Microsoft Word was the first
final
word
draft. You cocksucker.
Microsoft Paint.
Do you guys do you know Logo? Help.
Have you even played Pong? Do you know
puzzles?
Atari?
The Oregon Trail. I mean, tell me Pitfall. You do something with a fucking computer.
He said Microsoft Word. It would be more relevant than MMA fights. I will
yes!
say that. I'll tell you that much.
Jay thinks nothing has changed with computers since he was in the eighth grade.
You think Microsoft Word was that when I was in the eighth grade?
He's like, ASDFJKL semi? Space?
Shit.
Probably like QWERTY boards.
Listen, I'll tell you this. I'd say all things being equal, I like somebody who's done some MMA training. I like someone who, first of all, if you're going to be a part of our team, it's always just a good thing to be like, oh, a dude who knows how to fight. No matter what, we never know what
somebody might try to fight us. There might be a Mexican bitch in the crowd.
That's fucking great. Yeah, take out this Mexican bitch. Wait for Lewis to get a couple jokes out and then take out this Mexican bitch. Whatever. But, and even saying, hey, I'll fight at Skankfest.
That's fine.
That's a good, but that is an all things being equal added on. Like, right, if you were equal with the last contestant, but you're willing to fight at Skankfest,
it's not a negative.
No, it's a positive, but that's not enough to be your entire.
But I'll say all the things that Robert, who we gave one folks to, all the things that he said would be added value if he had said one thing that was valuable to the team.
Well, that's, it's
I think, I think Nick's going to get himself.
Well, we'll see. We got to finish his video.
Oh, that was
yeah, we're not quite done.
I thought we were done.
Anything else about me? I joined a Muay Thai gym recently.
Oh my god, dude! You can fight. We get it.
Keep it going.
The instructor
also got into some sword fighting.
And I thought he was calling me a faggot, but it turns out he was asking me if I did karate because he did karate.
So he was
now
a faggot.
I gotta find a new gym because this guy is obviously gay. Also, I met a new woman recently, and she called me a pussy before I even knew her name. I asked her, how did you know my dad called me that? And she said, it looks like you do karate.
He's doing bits.
But I ended up
taking this woman out on a date. Oh, I think that's the kind of energy that you guys are looking for over at Legion of Skanks. So take those guns and shove them right up your butt. I'm coming, Skankfest.
Can I say, if the standard is one folks for Robert, I'll give this guy 1.5 folks. Because I do think that he's better suited than Robert.
I'm going to take folks.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to go, I might go -1 folks on this.
I'm going.
I don't want him to be trying to run jokes by me constantly. I don't know.
I hate funny producers.
He's getting one folks also. It's the lowest score.
All right, fine.
You can do 0 folks.
0 folks.
You can do 0 folks.
I just, either of these guys so far, as you said, haven't said a word.
He just said, the whole time he just said, I fight. And then he kind of, at the end, cast doubt on that, like, maybe I'm just joking about fighting the whole time. And then it was like, oh, you're trying to run bits?
Yeah, like, guys, I'll throw my hat in the ring here. A little about me, I like breakfast for dinner. That's a little fun thing. I have a peanut allergy.
It's,
if that can mean anything to you guys.
I will say this. I don't know. Have we said this before on the show? We must have. But if you are applying for any comedy adjacent job, anything from being a fucking manager or an agent or a business manager or a podcast producer or an intern or anything, the worst thing you can do in that thing is go, okay, here's what I want to be the funny guy.
Yeah,
I think this is a funny joke.
I think they can be creative and funny.
No, I'm not saying you can't be creative.
I think
or you
if
can't
they're
funny.
Funny, it's not a bad thing.
No.
But he wasn't funny.
Right.
What you
want to
know? No, that's not. I don't even agree with that. If he was funny, I'd go, oh, this guy's actually pretty funny. What we want to hear is what you can add to the podcast, what you can add to our fucking thing.
So, if you could be funny doing that, great.
I agree with that. But somebody who understands funny.
I'm not saying it's a negative. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're
trying to be the funny guy is not the way you should start. If you can add something of value,
this is the Dave Smith book of comedy. Trying to be funny is not good.
Listen, everyone's going to do that. Okay, what you got to do is separate yourself from that. No, I'm saying when you're being the comedian, that's the fucking job. But not when you're trying to do any other job around that.
Let's go to Josh, 3.
That was 1 folks for me.
That was 1 folks. I got 1.5 folks for me.
Hello,
producers.
We'd like to give him 0 folks.
0 folks.
0 folks. I like that. I gave him 1 because you guys are mean. But,
Josh. Here we go.
Hello, Skanks. I'm Josh, and I'm applying to be a spring intern in the 2025 Spring Intern Olympics. I'm at the Virginia Holocaust Museum today, joined by Elon Musk on his Holocaust Museum and Memorial Apology Tour. I've made a painting for each of the Skanks. For Lewis, a rattlesnake. For Jay, a bonfire. And for Dave, a gun, and yours is small so you can throw it away in a New York trash can. If elected spring turn, I would do video editing and graphic work for the Skanks for free. And following is a 3D animation that I made.
Ooh. Very skibbity toilet. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I love it. How do you get that video? That's a real video. The black baby. Oh, there's a gun going in my ass, and I have beautiful tits.
You have a fat ass, too.
Jay, that's actually what you look like with your clothes off.
Thank you.
I mean...
That was something. All right.
He showed that he does something.
Something.
I mean, he
that guy's more talented than anybody on our team.
Yeah, I don't know how his talent could add to our team, but I did see talent.
No, I think that's fun. It was a unique. It was also unique talent, like these weird skibbity toilet style videos. Skibbity toilet.
You're right. I'm gonna give him 3 folks. Folks. I thought he.
I gave 1 and 1 to the first two. I'll give him 2. I'll give him 2. I still don't exactly see what the pitch to be are.
He did video editing. He did animations. I mean, what are you talking about? It was unique.
Well, I guess
he knew that if he gave you art, you would just throw it away. That was actually
that was very funny, astute.
No, it was great. But at the same time, I still like to be given good art before I throw it away.
That's true.
Two out of five.
Real astute.
2 out of 5, folks.
Folks.
I'm going to give him 4 folks.
Four folks.
That's the second best amount of folks.
Well, I mean, look, the reality is,
wow.
Like, he had, being able to video, I don't know how good his video editing is. This is round 1. We're going to move on.
He can make you and Jay eat each other's butts. That's
okay.
It.
That was fun.
It was fun.
Also, unique animation.
It was good. It was cool. I would like
to see what it looks like before.
Question, guys, in the booth. Was that AI animation or was that some sort of...
No, I think that was like 3D animation.
Yeah, something. That looked like his own unique shit.
Yeah,
it was unique. I thought he had a fun skill set that was different than anything that anybody else on the team does.
We're gonna give him three folks.
Three folks from the booth. They know what's up.
I give three folks.
I give four folks.
So many folks. All right, number four, Clark.
You just say it, Dave.
No, well, he wasn't looking. He was focused.
Well, he's got his ears. He was focused. Yes.
He was focused.
Yes. Louis J. Gomez, focused. Yes. These are all great titles. I mean, my next special has to be called Everybody, Everybody.
Everybody, Everybody. Louis J. Gomez, focused.
Ow.
Clark.
What's up, guys? My name's Clark. I don't have a job. I saw your show and figured maybe this is a job. Not really sure, though. I don't really do much. I just kind of am in my room, which is 6x7. And I play volleyball, too, which could be considered gay, but I'm not. You know, I'm trying to get by.
I
have this pathetic mustache, and it's really just freaking everybody out. So I don't really have any friends,
sir,
because of
you
that.
Just got yourself a job.
Five folks.
I think I can run. I'm pretty fast.
What is that?
This is
crazy.
That's
literally all I got.
We all drove in for this.
So
we went interstate.
We could have put a best of out. This is crazy. Okay, guy goes, I do
what is this?
Nothing. Hey, guys. I don't know stuff, and I don't have anything.
How did it get worse than Robert and Nick? That's crazy to me.
That's a negative, folks. Clark's a negative, folks. That was crazy.
Let me just tell you guys, the HI is wearing off pretty hard. I don't know.
He plays volleyball and he runs very
fast. He goes, I guess I want a job, so this is a job.
Can I also tell you my problem with him?
Jump high.
He had a similar energy. Remember, what was the guy's name? Double D?
Yeah, Double D.
Where it was like he didn't give a fuck, but Double D was actually awesome.
No. Double D, listen, I don't even want to hear
Double D was a cool dude.
Don't even ever mention his name again. He was so goddamn cool.
Yeah. We don't deserve to be in the same sentence as Double D.
He didn't give a fuck about us.
By the way, Double D is worth $300 million right now. I don't know what he did after this, but he went on to succeed.
Well, I'll tell you what, Double D
did nothing like that.
Double D would have gotten fucking six folks, 6 out of 5 for this guy.
Yeah, I mean, dude, Clark was such a fucking piece of shit. Such a piece of shit.
Clark,
that's what
I don't know if his video's over, and I don't care.
I hate him.
I would describe Clark as not having entered the competition.
Clark was... I didn't think it could get any lower than Robert and Nick, but somehow here we are. We are at Clark.
Was he? If you told me he didn't submit and you guys hacked his phone and just grabbed the first video you saw, I'd believe you.
I gave Josh two folks. And I did not realize how strong he would be at this point in the competition.
Josh was a four-foot guy.
Josh might be a 4-4. I might go back and change.
Dude, Josh was incredible.
Nah, you can't change, bro.
Okay.
Once you vote,
Clark,
you vote.
That is true. I will say
you wrote that shit in ink, Jay.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
I made a promise under the goddess's eyes.
I'm giving Clark a half a folk because I don't believe in zero folks.
I was under the impression, it was argued to me when I gave Nick his rating, that one was the lowest I could go. So I'm just sticking with one. I went one folk for Robert, one folk for Nick. Josh got two folks.
Dave, your standard of folks is pretty crazy.
Lewis. I don't just throw folks out there left and right. I don't just, hey, everybody, folks, 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 folks. No, I sit here and I reserve my folks and I throw them out when they're earned.
Everybody loves folks. Everybody loves folks. Okay.
That's the name of this episode.
Obviously, that's
everybody
your two.
Loves folks. Write it down, folks.
That's what they should have called Story Wars. You two going off.
Everybody
with
loves
your everybody's
folks.
And your folks.
Our folks
is doing your own thing.
The show just be called Everybody Loves Folks.
Let's go to Kayvon, and this guy's probably lazy from his name. So,
what did Jay give the last guy?
-1 folks.
Oh, yeah. What did you give him?
We're also going -1.
-1.
That was crazy.
Wow.
That was, he's a piece of shit. I don't even want him as a fan anymore.
Get away from us.
His overall score is in the negative, so I don't think he's going to make
suck
it.
Balls, Clark.
He stinks. My name is Kayvon. I'm ethnically Iranian, but not the cousin fucking kind.
I like it.
I did happen upon a Brazilian jiu-jitsu blue belt while I was studying Joe Rogan, and I've been a sound guy for about a year.
Okay.
Hold on.
He maybe should have opened with that, but him being a blue belt's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing, Jay.
I've worked with a lot of people, a lot of comedians, a lot of drag queens. And I'm hoping to move from California to New York. I did a podcast with some friends, maybe about 50 episodes, and I included a short clip in the email. I've been a big listener for years, and maybe I can help out.
I didn't mind it.
I'll tell you, this is what I had an issue with. Oh, by the way, best so far.
Good dating profile.
The sound.
Nice eyes.
The sound stuff was at least something. But he goes, I've worked with a lot of people, a lot of comedians, a lot of drag queens.
Yeah.
And there was just something about that run-on sentence. That was a little weird to me.
We fucking have Ian Finance on the show. He sucks cock. I'm not going to hold it against this guy for...
Yeah, but I wouldn't fucking go out of my way to hire him.
It's true.
But no,
Ian,
I'm not... It's nothing against that.
I give Ian blowjobs? Five folks. It's a five-folk blowjob. Kayvon to me feels like a...
I got to give him
two. Can we see the podcast clip?
I'm going to give him two folks.
Let's see. He included a podcast clip. Here's the thing. The only reason I want to say it is not because I want to see if the podcast is good. I want to see if there's some quality of the podcast. My assumption.
I agree with you.
Before you give him his folks, Jay.
I already wrote down 2 out of 5.
Fuck, you can't change it.
I can. I wrote the word folks every time. So he has two folks right now, fully written out. He could get more if this is something
amazing.
I'm
just amazing. Putting little dots down. My dots.
Do you know things you should?
Let's see.
Buy gold. Our savior, RFK. Hell yeah, dude. That's... Not a gold guy, is he?
Yeah.
James Madden. James Mad Dog Madden is on the show. That's nice.
Chris Vega.
I mean, I support Israel. I fucking love gold.
Anthony DeVito. It's a good podcast.
By the way, are these guys Legion of Skanks?
There's me.
That's me.
Oh, that's you.
Yeah, that's me.
There's Dave.
That's Dave, and you're the fucking bald Mexican guy.
But
who the fuck is gonna take
food?
He's gonna stole our shit.
Like, yeah, you fuck your rocks, bro. Give me pussy or pussy.
The only true investment is daughters. Just sell them off.
How many views does this clip have?
The podcast clip didn't shake my foundation.
It didn't. I mean, at least he puts clips.
Sure, two folks I gave him.
Yeah, it's not changing anything.
It's currently
too.
Second plate. We have to pull.
He started with Josh.
All right, I'm giving him two folks as well. Alex,
434 views.
I thought you were giving him 434 folks. I was like, you love this guy.
Wow, that's all your folks.
That's a year's worth of folks.
We're gonna give him two folks.
Two folks. Wow.
Yeah,
two
across the board. You're showing your folks.
This is
right
a
now.
Rough group.
Are we pulling a certain amount out of this today?
I think that
two
we
people,
should
three people?
Maybe three.
Okay.
I would say that makes
are
sense.
Are we gonna get through all of them? We got three more.
Sorry, three more.
Well, you're okay on time, right?
I mean, let's go. I do have to go, yes.
I'm still waiting to be blown away.
We know you are.
And here we are.
Well.
Is this Chase?
The last one was Chase. This is the girl.
No, the last one was
Kayvon.
Oh, sorry. This is Jessica.
This is Jessica. Jessica Drake, who I feel like follows me. And I've communicated with her.
It's the name of a porn star.
Was she shot in the right tit?
Silent film.
It's already too much about you.
Well, it's supposed to be about that.
What if she goes? And what if the screen? What if it writes on the screen in the silent movie footage? It writes, "I recently started getting into MMA." Like, oh, Jessica, fuck with this already.
Let's see.
The plan is if you want to be an intern like Lewis's hobbies.
Why?
can you pause it? This is a video that you have to watch when you go back to a girl's house the night you meet her. And she goes, I'm working on a pretty cool art piece. You go, yeah, no, I'll watch it. No, that's fucking good. Damn, you have like a real, like you have an eye for the lens. It's wild what you do. That's,
I mean, is a Christmas wow. tree still up? Is that a Christmas tree?
I don't.
To be fair, we requested these videos a while ago. It could have been recorded.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I don't care about the tree.
This is
what's the lowest score we could do again?
Hold on, we're not done, dude. She's still got another 8 seconds of piano playing. I fell asleep with the lit cigarette and burnt my place down. Please, I need this. Fiend.
All right, I can I say in fairness, I did not enjoy that. But let me say, she was showing that she can make, like, she's good at editing.
Was she
good at editing that?
I want to go back to her place and burn what's left of the rubble.
I want to rebuild it and then burn it down.
But first you have to look through a fucking a photo album of her cats in different dresses.
The people I gave low scores to before, I liked so much more than her.
Really?
You think that's what Legion of Skanks is about? Some fucking woman going, here's my artsy piece, it's the worst.
I think
thing
by
I've
my metric,
seen.
She's a two folkser.
Wow, dude. Jay, you're not going to... All right, you might fuck her.
I don't
There's
care
a chance
if I
you could
her.
Fuck her.
Who cares? It's
You listen. Gave her a two, an honest two?
I gave Josh three folks. I don't want to fuck him.
Well, he's not a woman.
Kayvon.
Yeah, right, but that's not the point. Josh was awesome.
Yeah, but trying to fuck somebody, wouldn't I give her a fantastic score?
No.
First of all, I
don't think you're really trying to fuck her. Now you're getting defensive. So now
what do
you think?
I mean, why?
Because you're playing cards close to the vest.
What, because maybe I fucked her already and I told her to enter the contest? I was like, look, I can't put you through, but I can like give you a higher score.
I understand why you're getting... She's definitely more than one, folks, because she did something
editing. I don't care. Dave,
because you can't change your folks, dude. Wait 1 second. Stop freaking out,
Dave,
dude.
You're doing this because you can't have other women in the room.
No, I don't care about other women in the room. I love having Alex in the room. Alex, get back in the room. Bring your daughter, too. Not this psychopath. That was fucking terrible.
Alex's daughter might be a better candidate.
Dude, that was... That's so much more self-indulgent than even just like doing a video resume and not mentioning what you bring to the show. What does that have to do with what we do?
Can I tell you?
Editing and stuff.
No, I'm pissed off.
Let me
tell
you.
That's the editing you want to do, Jay?
She edited. She shot something. That's definitely, in my opinion, more valuable than Robert, Nick, or Clark.
Absolutely.
Clark was a fucking scumbag.
Clark owes me 4 minutes of my life.
Well, she's right there with them for me.
Well, that's
one
crazy.
Out of five.
I can't give her two because I gave Kayvon two, and Kayvon seems like he might actually have some skills here.
1.5 from Lewis?
I'm going to get 1.5 folks.
1.5 from Lewis.
One and a half folks.
One and a half folks.
How many folks you giving?
One folk and a midget.
One and a half folks from me. Alex and G Mike, do you understand what me and Jay are saying here? Where it's not, she did edit something. It was creative. The other side of this is we don't give people any clear parameters, so I think they're trying to be half funny and half show some skill. And I you know what, I wish I didn't put one out, because I might have even given her two folks based off of the fact that
you did give her two folks.
I gave her one and a half. That's a half.
She got one and a half.
You can turn that half into a second folk, dude. No problem.
Am I allowed?
Yeah. It's written in ink. We kind of were. All right. I thought we were.
I'm going to give her two folks.
I thought there was honor
two full folks.
Two folks, because she, once again, she did. I understand why you hate it, Dave. I hated it. But if you step back from how much I hated it.
Seems like you loved it, you fucking faggot.
It's two folks, Dave.
I absolutely hated it.
But realistically speaking, it was twice as good as these other guys that were just like, yeah, dude, I play volleyball. That's crazy.
I could send the same video.
I like the MMA guy better. At least a tough guy who does MMA, he may not do MMA, at least he'd be around. If some shit goes down, we got one more tough guy with us.
No, dude, Clark's a piece of shit.
No, bringing some fucking feministy one-woman show nonsense.
I don't think she's a feminist if she's
a
fan of our show.
She was.
It's getting worked
up. It was horrible.
Right, remember the chick we had in it who was showing her tits? She would have been fun. We should have hired that bitch.
Well, if she was on the roster right now, I might vote for her. But she was. Sorry, that was years ago.
Damn it, dude. I think she did clay or something. It was art.
She did clay.
She did clay. We didn't hire her.
What score did you guys
give? I know you both fucked her, I'm sure, at one point or another.
I may have.
I did not.
G Mike and I were completely torn, so we landed in the middle at 2.5.
2.5,
wow, folks. Wow.
Wow.
Folks. Who was higher on the focal meter?
G Mike wanted to give her a 5.
A 5? Oh, G Mike. G Mike's an art fan.
About the video. Lewis. I liked it.
It's called the folkometer.
G Mike.
The folkometer. Folkometer, dude.
Ah, shit. I'm glad
this show's really tickling me.
Do we have 2 left still?
Yeah, we got Chase and Kevin.
Okay, so we just skipped Chase. Got it. Let's go back to Chase.
This is better.
Oh, wait. That was Jessica.
I guess we'll do plugs at the end.
How's it going? Go Birds. What's up, Dan?
What's up?
Super Bowl champs.
Nice.
Pause it. Anyways, my name's Chase. You guys are my...
Pause it. Go Jay, Birds. I understand why you hate when people try to... just go to my interests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm seeing it from this perspective.
It's already,
now.
Yeah, it's pretty rough.
I fucking hate this.
Right.
I hate him. And also, can I tell you what I really hate about him? Look at the quality of the video.
It's a bad video.
Who produced this? Alex and G Mike?
Dave already likes this guy better.
No, not really. I'm kind of with Lewis.
This is crazy. First of all, already he's fucking kissing one of our asses.
I don't care for that.
Don't like
unless
it.
Unless it's me.
Don't like it. And then the quality of the video, I mean, was this phone found
this
in a
is,
fire?
This is insane. It looks like his camera fell from the Twin Towers, and this is what he recorded himself
on. Maybe it did,
on.
Dave. Maybe Cloverfield attacks at the end
what
of this video.
What if he's a hero?
What if the end of this video Cloverfield attacks? You're going to feel like a dumbass.
If that happens, I will feel like a dumbass, and also we should hire this
TBD.
Guy.
My name's Chase. You guys might know me as the Palmer Squares merch slave.
Oh, no, we don't. We don't know who does Palmer Squares merch.
Oh, I do know you as the Palmer Squares merch slave.
Oh, shit, Chase.
I was just asking,
Chase.
Whatever happened to the Palmer Square merch guy?
Oh, my God. We love Chase. We've met him so many times.
I was just saying, you guys remember the Palmer Squares? Me neither. Remember their merch guy?
Yes.
We should totally get, we should reconnect with him.
Palmer Squares are dope, Dave. You don't disrespect
I like
squares.
The Palmer Squares P-squares a lot, but are dope. The idea that we know who you are because you may remember me as their... I do not. No.
...in a video to become the Legion of Skank slave. I come to the table with a bunch of different shit.
Me a merch.
Palmer Squares merch. As far as the eye can see.
With a bunch of shit. Hats,
let me tell you something. I come with a lot.
Yeah.
Eagles hats. The best goddamn Nokia 2002 phone you've ever seen.
We decided to go heavy inventory.
Not only is it bad video, but it's even worse audio somehow.
I mean, this guy...
He's got big thumbs, though.
This guy is talking into a microwave right now.
Videos, you can go to my youtube.com/chasesworldtm.
You gave us a tour?
Videos I've edited. I've toured with multiple bands across
the county.
Wait, I'm sorry, what did he settle on?
The county?
No,
he didn't.
The world?
He better. Okay, so we're at the film festival, Middle Park City. The doors open.
Guys.
No. Let me hear the park city.
Across the globe, technically. So I'm comfortable. If I need to come on stage, I'm comfortable doing that.
Why would you need you on? Why would we need you on stage?
Well, we call interns up sometimes.
He's toured across the globe, technically.
Well, no, the globe, technically.
I got a guy who makes t-shirts and other merch, even though, you know, Lewis decided to skip over me the last time I talked to him about this.
Don't be a cunt.
But anyway, Skanks, again, I'm not in New York, but if you guys gave me the chance, I would probably figure something out to where I'll sleep in this son of a bitch if I have to. Pick me.
The probably was a big...
Well,
again,
go Birds, 0 folks.
It's a real problem to not go, even if you went like, listen,
the baby hates this guy.
Oh, great.
You made the baby cry, you scumbag.
Hey, what though?
Come on, but, dude.
Got her talking.
All right. Big. Yeah, that is something. Now, if he was like, if you guys pick me, I will definitely fit, you know, I will probably, what was the word? Probably.
I'll probably figure it out.
Ah, that's no good. Sorry, dude. One out of 5.
I'm going to give him a half.
I'm
giving him a half a folk. One half.
I've gone all ones and 2 twos.
Two twos?
I've gone 2 twos.
2 twos.
Alex says zero.
I'm giving him a half a folk because here's the thing, even though he did state things that would
half
be...
Half a folk?
Half a folk.
Okay, so that is a... It's a foal.
It's a foe. So, okay. I'll give him one foe. So, he did state things that were relevant to the internship. However, he showed us clearly that he's terrible with video and audio.
Yeah, that's just... That's rough.
That was rough.
All right, what we got one more. We got Kevin.
What did you guys give him, Alex?
Zero, they said.
Zero, folks. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
Hey, Skanks. My name's Kevin Parker, and this is my submission to the 2025 Whoa. Spring Turn Olympics.
What?
Pause it. What?
Pause it. Jay, you've been blowing your nose. Start over.
This is wild.
You're missing it. This is our... Oh, dude, in 1987, this guy would have been a god.
This is our folk.
This is incredible.
Hey, Skanks. My name's Kevin Parker.
Whoa,
this is my
Kevin
submission
Parker.
To the 2025 Spring Turn Olympics. I'm a graphic designer and animator that
what?
Specializes in social media content, and I want to be put to work for the funniest fucking podcast on the planet.
Yes!
I know how to use all the latest video and audio editing software, and I have my own equipment, so you can put me to work immediately.
Look at our fucking producers sweating in the booth right now. Pause it. Look at our producers right now sweating in the booth because we have...
We like this guy.
All right, listen.
We're in.
Let me just say something. Look, obviously already we know this is the only guy who's actually applied for the job. But I do want you to pull it back a little bit and to his equipment was the weakest equipment
it
I've ever
equipment.
Seen.
It is shitty equipment.
Be like, I have all the equipment.
I have a laptop and a blue microphone that was popular 8 years ago.
He has a 2008 USB microphone and the back of what looks like a Mac knockoff.
But he's selling himself.
But it doesn't matter. He's applying for the job. He's the only one
Just
who's actually applying for the job.
The transition alone was
this
worth
is
it.
All, yes. And it wasn't good. But he's the best.
Equipment, so you can put me to work immediately. I know all about how important short-form clips are to the comedy industry, and I can do anything you need with the pop-up words and the animated text Ooh. That the algorithms love so much. I also know how to create content from the ground up. I've even created a few videos promoting each of the Skanks' most recent comedy specials. I've included the link to the full videos in my submission. I know you guys at Gas Digital are constantly hustling and pumping out content, so if you see any way that someone with my skill set can help, consider it done 100%, no payment necessary. I just want to put the funny shit you do in front of as many faces as possible. I really hope I see you guys in the next round, but if not, thanks for being the funny.
I'm gonna suck your fucking dick.
And he did it right. And he did it right. Yo, five folks.
Five folks.
Five folks. If I could give him six, I'd give him six.
Five
folks.
Out of five folks.
Fives across the board.
Fives across the board. I mean, that was the perfect for. But also, the competition really helped him. But that was, he's the only guy who actually applied for the job. That was incredible.
Well, it's sort of easy here because we know for sure we're moving three people on, we said, right?
Yeah.
Kevin Parker moves on.
And Josh.
Josh moves on. Now the argument becomes Kayvon or Jessica Drake, I believe it's the only people could be between.
I'm a Kayvon guy all the way.
Who had more in the booth?
We're going to the booth?
Well, we had two, Kayvon had twos across the board, right?
Yes.
I gave Jessica 1.5. I gave her two.
I gave her two.
You gave her two. Dave gave her one. They gave her 2.5.
Yeah, but you know what? Kayvon at least showed himself to us. I kind of know what I'm going to get when he shows up. And
I know what we're going to get. We're going to get fucking HPV with Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't love that.
After me and Jay are done double teaming her.
Hell yeah, dude. We're going to treat her like that ugly chicken Fight Club.
Oh, she also played the monkey in Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, Planet of the Apes monkey. We're gonna fuck that Planet of the Apes monkey, Jessica Drake. She has a porn star's name. So who has more points technically there?
I think Kayvon had more points because he had twos across the board.
Kayvon did score higher, yes.
By a half a point.
Okay.
So let's just go by the point system. That's why we have the point system. So those three are moving on.
By half a folk. It's Kayvon as our third person going through.
Wow, very cool.
Kayvon, Josh, Kevin Parker, congratulations. Thank you, everybody else, except Clark, for sending your stuff over.
Clark, fuck you.
Clark, you wasted our time, and we're angry at you.
I hate you, Clark. Let's do some plugs before we get out of here.
Clark, can you mind so I can jump out of here?
Sure.
I got to go. BigJComedy.com, everybody, if you haven't yet, or if you have. New special, first half of the Double Crowd Work special, Them is out right now on YouTube. It's doing fucking great.
So good.
Thank you guys so much for all the help with that. Part two coming out 420, Dave's birthday, Hitler's birthday, Columbine.
There we go.
Weed stuff. So stay tuned for that, everybody. But keep sending this around, man, as much as you can. Comment, get it in the algorithm, and listen to The Bonfire. Of course, Story Wars, America's favorite new game show obsession, right here on the Gas Digital Network. And I'm all over the road, so come see me soon.
Oh, yeah, BigJComedy.com.
Love y'all.
Love you, Jay. Have fun, dude. Have fun with the daughter.
Have a good night, brother.
Tell your daughter I said what's up.
I will do.
That sounded aggressive.
It did.
Hey, dude, tell your daughter I said this.
Sup, pussy. Sup, pussy.
Lewis, come on, you go ahead.
I'll go, sure.
Plug some stuff.
Come see me on the road. Lewisofskanks.com is my website. Come see me on the Bring Five Friends tour. This is coming out on the 10th. So, yeah, come see me at South Bend, Indiana, March 21st, 22nd. Raleigh, North Carolina on March 23rd. Doing a little run in Canada, in Ontario, Canada, St. Catharines, London, Ontario, Windsor, Ontario, Burlington, Ontario at the end of March. Philadelphia coming up, the Punchline. We're doing Story Wars and Legion of Skanks at the Nashville Comedy Festival and a lot of other stuff. I just added a bunch of European dates as well with Scott Chappell. I'm going to be in Amsterdam, London, Dublin, Manchester, and Glasgow. But yeah, go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab those tickets for all those shows. Get tickets for my special taping July 12th in Tampa, Florida. My next special, Louis, tentatively titled Louis J. Gomez, Praised by Wolves. come check out Skankfest May 2nd. Skankfest tickets go on sale. We're releasing the lineup about 2 weeks before that, so crazy lineup, gonna be a wild time. Skankfest.com. Make sure you guys go subscribe to Gas Digital. If you love this show, we do a bonus show every Friday night, plus the uncensored ad free version of this show with pre-release every Tuesday comes out on Gas Digital. Subscribe to GasDigital.com. Use the promo code LOS. You save $1.50 a month. You support the show directly. We get paid from that, and it's the best way to actually check out the show the way you want to see it. If you guys want to see uncensored, ad-free, that's the only way to do it, guys. We're one of the only networks on the planet that offer that. Everyone else is editing the fuck out of their stuff for YouTube and everywhere else. You guys can get this show the way it was intended at GasDigital.com. All the other pods, Lewis and Zach, The Regs, Story Wars, and my bonus podcast, the Lewis Journal Podcast, just for subscribers to my mailing list at lewisofskanks.com. Dave?
Oh, shit. You got a lot of stuff to promote, dude. Lot. For you guys listening live, oh wait, sorry, this will be out next weekend. Boston, Massachusetts, Laugh Boston, looking forward to being back there, March 27th, 28th, and 29th. Boston's one of the best comedy towns in the goddamn world, and I'm excited to go back.
Oh, yeah.
And then Nashville, Chicago, Rosemont, San Diego, a lot of stops coming up. ComicDaveSmith.com for all those ticket links, and partoftheproblem.com to support my other podcast. And yeah, that's all.
Sick, dude. I'm excited. I'm excited to be in Nashville with you, brother.
I'm excited to be there with you.
Yeah, we'll do some fucking shows together. We got Live Legion.
Hell yeah, dude.
Own shows. I'm popping on some other shows as well. I'm doing Bobby Kelly's show. Can I do your show?
We'll talk.
Damn it. Sorry. Kevin Parker's on it.
Of course, dude. Yeah, come do my show.
Love it. Very cool, guys. We'll check you guys on Friday on another Friday Night Hang. Everyone, good night.
Been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
Who else be fucking over, Lewis?
Lewis Gomez.
Lewis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Lewis J. Gomez.
If you ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
It's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.